had a striking dream. The same dream he had had several times before during his days as a householder. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati appeared, just as Abhay had known him, the tall scholarly sannyasi coming directly from the spiritual world, from Krishna's personal entourage. He called to Abhay and indicated that he should follow. Repeatedly he called and motioned. He was asking Abhay to take sannyas. Come here and become a sannyasi. And it's hope. Abhay deliberated cautiously. Oh yes, it would mean. We said, sannyas was for that end, for preaching all over the world. Otherwise, why would his spiritual master have asked him to accept it? Abhay reasoned that his spiritual master was saying, now take sannyas and you will actually be able to accomplish this mission. Formerly, the time was not right.
Yeah. Why was the time right?
Because now was the right time. In other words, everything has its right time to be, if it's going to be successful. Sometimes you do something, you try to do something, and it doesn't work. And the reason was that the time isn't right, even though the act may be right, but the time wasn't right. So, like when Prabhupada came to the United States, it was just the right time. If he had come 15 years before, the setting that Prabhupada landed in, the seeds of the 60s, they wouldn't have been there. So perhaps the story would have had a different ending. So the time was right.
We weren't sitting here.
Someone asked Prabhupada, why did you come at this time? And Prabhupada said, because you had not taken birth yet before.
You also sound like
you remember that?
The
time definitely was right.
Because people were separating from their roots.
They were ready to find something that was culturally very different. Because otherwise it was very hard to change your culture. It's a big change. It's a big change. You have to be really ready to take on the whole society. You'd walk down in Melbourne, you'd walk in a dirty, and people would look at you like you were a crazy person or a fool. Or
when you walk in your family, also people will look at you.
What do you mean in your family?
Like if you go to a function with a dhoti.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even in India.
Yeah, even in India, especially even in India.
Not more than in Melbourne. At least they know what it is.
In Melbourne, they would go on Harinam, and the police would just automatically arrest them. I remember one time being on Harinam, and the policeman from behind just grabbed my arm. They're throwing me in corners there, They were policemen, they were city council.
Yeah.
And they would chase you into the shops and things. It was just so alien and so shocking to the people in general.
Like everything happens by the will of Lord, so this is also happening by the will of Lord, whatever good and bad is happening to the moment.
You're saying separately?
No, like Prabhupada went at the right time.
Yes.
So that there was sanction from the Lord.
This was the right time, he was saying, yeah.
Yeah, but...
So if something bad happens in the movement, is that Krishna's will?
Yeah, I mean, because not even a blade of grass moved without the sanction of the Lord.
Right, so sanction and will means desire. And sanction means something else. Just like if you, there's fire, or Prabhupada gave the example when his young son was very active when he was young. So he always wanted to put his finger in the fan that was turning. And of course, Prabhupada would take his fingers away. And then one time one of his friends said, I have an idea. He always wants to do this. Put the speed very low and let him do it. So he put the speed very low on the fan, and he went to touch it, oh! And he never did it again. So there was sanction, but it wasn't the father's desire that he do that. But he sanctioned, okay, if you want to do this, you'll learn that way. But it wasn't his desire, it wasn't his will. So when it's not that an exalted, like Krishna wants bad things to happen. He only wants good things to happen, but it's we who want bad things to happen. And he says, okay, you want, go ahead and try. Touch the fan. So nothing can happen without the sanction of the Lord. But if nothing could happen without the will of the Lord, then we wouldn't have free will. You follow what I mean? Then they wouldn't have free will, and then we couldn't love Him. It would only be everything force.
Independence is still there, isn't it?
What's that sound?
That's mental and it's not that I can hear anything in the kitchen.
Okay. But I would like to end now because otherwise it'll get late. Hare Krishna. What to do? I'll tell you one nice thing I heard. I told Narottami Mataji today that I was listening to some speaking of Radha Govinda Maharaj about the Ajamil pastime, and he said there was one point in the pastime where the Vishnudutas are speaking to the Yamadutas, and the Vishnudutas are glorifying the holy name. And there was one verse, which I can't remember which one, but to that verse, Srila Swami comments that when you're chanting the holy name, you are the Lord's mind becomes focused on you. So he made the point that when we chant, sometimes our mind wanders, and maybe our mind is not on Him, but His mind is on us. So that's, of the two, that's more important. Ultimately. So he said that sometimes when we chant, we're not paying attention. So he wasn't saying that was good. But he was saying, but at least the Lord is paying attention to us. So when we're calling out to Him, even if it's somewhat inattentively. So I thought it was an interesting point. Okay, how do you just listen to Prabhupada and send us a good day?